Today's story is about Adi Guru Shankaracharya. He was an Indian religious philosopher and he was born in Kalari in Indian state of Kerala. He traveled to many parts of ancient India, wrote many books and many stutis, prayers for different gods and goddesses. This story is about him and his disciples. Adi Guru Shankaracharya had few disciples that he would teach lessons on day-to-day basis like a teacher would do. He was always loved and respected by his disciples. Three of his disciples were very intelligent and they spent most of their time doing the lessons. But their classmate named Dotaka hardly studied. He made himself busy by washing Guru's clothes, collecting flowers for his worship, making his bed, and giving him all the comforts that he needed. The other students were fond of Dotaka. However, they did not consider him to be a bright student. Dotaka had no time for studies, but he would sit with his classmates whenever Guru taught them. He would sit at the back while other disciples had lots of questions. Dotaka would be silent. One day, the disciples came to class fully prepared to learn. They bowed to their Guru and sat in front of him, waiting for him to begin the lesson. But the Guru did not begin the lesson. He seemed to be waiting for someone. They looked at each other to make sure all of them were present. Then they found Dotaka missing. They were surprised that their Guru was waiting for a student who had no intelligence to understand his profound teachings. Padmapada, one of his disciples, pointedly glanced at the pillar. His classmates got the message. Dotaka was as good as teaching a lifeless wall. They suppressed their smile as they looked at their Guru. Guru Shankara did not miss anything that was taking place. Though no words were spoken, he smiled. Then he called out to the missing disciple, "Dotaka, come to your Guru." Dotaka, who was collecting flowers, heard his Guru. He turned towards him and walked to him with a lotus in his hand and a prayer on his lips. His classmates were stunned to hear Dotaka reciting verses in Sanskrit in praise of their Guru. This was for the first time they had ever heard Dotaka speak. And he was reciting a poem, his own composition. They couldn't believe it. They slowly rose to his feet as he neared them. And they all bowed to him. Dotaka dropped the flower at the feet of the Guru as the Guru lovingly hugged him. This poem was 8 verses long and it was in praise of Guru Shankaracharya that later on became famous as Dotaka Ashtakam. Ashtakam means 8. And Dotaka was the writer, the poet. Now I'm just wondering, what is the importance of this story? Why did I choose this story for you today? I really want you to think, is it nice to make fun of others? Do we know everything about others? Do we have the right to make some kind of assumptions for other people? Or should we let everyone bloom at their own time, show their skills in their own way and at an appropriate time. Do we have to judge others? So many problems of bullying and teasing each other in schools will end if people learn something from this story. If people learn that whether or not someone speaks, they have feelings, they have a story, they may have a poem, they have skills, and no one is less than others. I hope in your life, wherever you are, whether you're in school or at home or at any family gathering, you learn to treat people well. Treat others the way you like to be treated. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Om Tat Sat.